The past decade has been a dismal one for people in Virginia's southwestern corner. The coal economy has collapsed, and abuse of prescription drugs, primarily painkillers, has risen to alarming levels. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project joins us now to talk about what's happened in one town in Lee County.
Sure. This is a story by Nick Shepard, a reporter for the Kingsport newspaper in Tennessee. Nick went into Pennington Gap, a small town, and kind of lingered a little bit and helped us understand what is happening and why.
And David, it shows just how deeply rooted the drug problem is, because it's the story of how Pennington Gap's police chief became involved.
The lead is about how he sent all his officers home one evening in September 2012, contacted the nearby Lee County Sheriff's Office to see where their officers were, and when he found out they weren't anywhere near his little town, called up his brother and two others to go knock off the Rite Aid pharmacy and stole about 5,000 pain pills.
Well, that former chief, Brian Young, has since been sentenced to 9 years in prison. When he was taken into custody, Lee County Sheriff Gary Parsons expressed his shock to WCYB-TV.
It's a sad day for all of us, and he betrayed a trust that we owe to the public.
David, here's something else that I found shocking. The State Department of Health says the rate of drug-related deaths in southwestern Virginia between 2005 and 2009 was more than 7 people per 100,000.
The story points out that that's twice the amount in most other regions of the state in terms of a death rate, and that drug overdoses has overtaken automobile accidents as the number one cause of death in these areas.
The next story we'll talk about is from Richmond.
This is a story by Ned Oliver, a reporter for Style Weekly. It's an alternative weekly magazine in the Richmond area.
Well, it's all about a Confederate flag and what will apparently be a very large one.
A group, they're flaggers, people that want to keep the Confederate flag in front of people, has announced plans to put a massive flag just off of Interstate 95.
David, the flag would be quite obvious to people driving into Richmond from the south, and among those who don't like the idea is the head of the state NAACP chapter, and he's had something to say about it.
King Salim Kalfani was quoted as saying, "Damn, what kind of yokel joint is this?" is what people will think as they approach the skyline of Richmond and see this massive Confederate flag. The flaggers, their spokesman, Susan Hathaway, said this is not a provocative act, that this is just a way to remember the great heritage of people who fought for the South.
They haven't said exactly where on I-95 they plan to put the flag, but they would like to have it up within a matter of weeks. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can find their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around Virginia at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.